Hey, what's going on, everybody? Again, my five followers. I think it's five. Sometimes it goes to four or five, I don't even know. But we're on 287 right now, going around 60 miles an hour. Andy Garcia is back in today. How you feeling, Andy?
I'm okay. Sorry about that yesterday, but I was not feeling well.
What happened?
I don't know. I was congested. I think I've been working too hard lately.
Yeah, you have. You have been working hard, but we're glad to have you back. And we got a special guest. Special guest riding shotgun today. Andy, thanks for giving up the shotgun.
Oh, of course, it's my pleasure. Whatever he wants, he got it.
We have the one and only Tony Soprano is riding shotgun today on the Danjovan podcast.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is kind of nice. Finally, I get to be on your show. This is really nice. This is good. Thank you.
Oh my God, Tony, it's where have you been? Number one. Number two, this show is right up your alley. I mean, we're talking about trying to help small businesses, you know, get more attention.
Well, I don't like to get attention. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. I know, but this is more about like a website and, you know, we're driving traffic to their website. Yeah. Your business is totally different. You don't want a website for what you do. I get it.
Yeah, that's right. What I'm looking to do is to, collect some white envelopes.
Yes. And you don't need a website for that type of work. But, what we do here is if you see any trucks out here or vans or cars that have any advertising, you just got to, like, give them a plug. And hopefully one of our five followers will give them some business.
I mean, really, what is that? What do you mean a plug? Why don't we, is it like to, for a sewer or a sink?
No, it's like you're going to just mention their company. If you see their sign, if you see their logo or branding on their car, you know, and then all of a sudden maybe people will go to the traffic and they get more business.
I gotcha. All right. Let's give it a shot right now. I don't see anything except, look at her. How you doing, Dollface? Can we plug her?
No, you can't. You can't plug her. This is about Tony. We got to keep this clean, okay? Because you never know who's gonna be listening to this.
Oh, I didn't know. This is what is this, rated G?
No, it's not rated G. But let's just all right. You just be yourself, okay? That's fine.
Yes, Tony, just be yourself. Relax and enjoy the ride. It's a beautiful ride.
You guys gonna stop for coffee or anything like that? Got a couple of cannolis. I mean, what is this? What's this big metal thing you got over here?
Oh, that's my, what do you call that? The Yeti.
Yes, you call it the Yeti. That's what your friend told you. It's not a thermos. Dan keeps thinking it's a thermos, but it's not a thermos.
It looks like a bomb. Jesus Christ. Anyway, you got your coffee, but I don't got my coffee. And I think that's a problem that we're gonna have here. If I don't get my coffee in the morning. Relax. Look at this guy. Calm down. I'm just joking with you. Think a joke.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I don't know when you're kidding around, Tony. I have much respect for you. And again, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Look at that. I see a logo up on that truck. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. What is that?
I think it says, I think that's a ShopRite logo. I got some good eyes. You gotta have good eyes in what I do. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, absolutely. I think that was a ShopRite truck all the way up, a big freight truck.
And look, it's a ShopRite logo on the side over on exit 58. So maybe he's gonna get off the ramp and go over there and deliver the goods.
Maybe he's got some gabagol in there.
Why don't you follow the truck? Get out of here.
All right, so we are driving around 70 miles an hour. We're going to be passing exit 58. You just heard Tony call out a ShopRite truck. But we're looking for some small businesses.
I see ShopRite on the other side, too, going north.
Yeah, we're looking for some small businesses, Tone, if you could see any. We see a lot of, what are the, some of the businesses that we see out here, Andy?
We see a lot of landscapers. We see a lot of construction.
I love construction. That's what I'm in. I do a lot of that stuff. Hopefully, you know, maybe I can plug somebody that I know about their business.
Yes, exactly. That's what we're trying to do here. Because, Tony, the whole thing is that, you know, no one's really doing it. There's not. We feel like a lot more people should be doing this out here. Because look at all the cars.
There's not too many right now. I mean, you're flying. It's just like normal.
But what if that car right there had some graphics on it, some business on it? Maybe that guy was selling cannolis.
Oh, I see what you're doing. You know what? That's a good idea. Maybe early in the morning, you have a cannoli truck driving around, and all of a sudden, everybody's stopping the car. You're causing accidents because everybody's got to get out and get some cannolis.
Well, we don't want to cause any accidents whatsoever, Tone. But yeah, that's the concept. You know, you get in the car, you're going to drive, you're going to slow down. Well, we're going to slow down.
We slowed down at Dan, sorry. Let me interject here. It gets a lot of build up, Tony, down by exit 42 in that area, down by the Motown.
Oh, good old Motown. I heard some good things about that place.
Oh, it's beautiful, Tone. But down there, there's a lot of businesses, a lot of activity that goes down. And, you know, you're going to see a lot of other small businesses there, a lot of them.
Look at all the buildup coming back the other way. Oh, mamma mia. Oh, look, there it is, the ShopRite truck. But we don't want to plug you, because you're big time. We're looking for smaller businesses that need some help, that need some consistency in their business. And you know what I'm talking about. Look at this. Come work for a company that cares for you. A&S Canard. What is that? What kind of company is that? You want to work for a company? You come work for the family. All right?
Wow. You're recruiting people like off the streets to join your company?
You think about it. You got to get pre-approved. Come on. You're going to send me a resume? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes. Well, we're not going to... We don't have to recruit for any of that stuff that you do, Tone. But... yeah, we are moving really fast here. Going 80 miles an hour now.
Dan, you're not driving like an old lady today.
Yeah, I got to get to work, you know, but it's going to slow down anyway. And I got out to a late jump today. Had to bring my daughter to, she had the cross country this morning at 6 a.m. I had to pick her up at 6:30. So I had to get I had to walk George.
You got to walk George? Who's George?
George is my dog. He's my boy George.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Look at this. We got Surf Pro, Northwest Bergen, 201-236-2400. Eastern Rockland. Look at that. 24-hour emergency service, commercial, residential, insurance. I like the sound of that. Maybe you're going to get me to call you.
Yeah, why not? You know, we can absolutely call.
What about you? You gonna do any advertising about the show? Maybe that's why you only got 5 followers.
That's what I keep telling him, but he's very sensitive about it. He claims that he doesn't want to, I think he's uncomfortable with a bumper sticker or some type of drawing attention to the car.
I don't understand. Isn't that what he's telling everybody else to do? Orkin. Orkin.com. Whatever that is, maybe you need a slogan.
Yeah. No, you guys are right. And trust me, it's coming, okay? It is coming. We're going to have something out there on the bumper, maybe. We'll start there, okay? We'll start there. It's going to say Dan Jovan, podcast, whatever. I don't even know yet what it's going to say, okay?
Oh, someone's getting a little sensitive. You're right, Andy.
I know. You have to, you have to back off. You have to almost give it in a small doses for him.
So, Andy, what's going on with you lately, man? I love all those Ocean 14 movies that you do.
Oh, thank you so much, Tony. That means a lot. That means a lot. I'm working on a new movie called Cocoon Part 2.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, I'm serious. Please, Tony, please. I'm serious. It's a movie that it's going to be inspirational. It's going to be motivational, and it's all about life and how you have to keep on going, even after.
Yeah, well, some people, I don't want them to keep going after. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes, I understand that. The ones that you don't want to go, don't even leave me. We don't want a lot of those people not to come back. I get it.
Yeah. So look at this. We're moving very fast now out here on 287. I don't see much out here, Dad. I really don't. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
We're hitting exit 37. We have Tony Soprano riding shotgun this morning. And, it's a beautiful day. It's Friday. Sun is shining. I wonder how many people will have a different attitude today, right, at work? Are they going to be skipping around happy? But what does Friday bring?
Cabagool?
No. It brings Monday. And you're inside of Monday as well. So maybe, try to bring that same attitude to your Monday so it's not torturous for yourself.
There's a Morristown. Exit 37, there's the Morristown sign I just saw. We're approaching Morristown, everybody.
There you go, Tony. You're getting into it.
I kind of like this. I like what's going on over here.
This is great. You can definitely come back on the show. Will you come back on the show?
Absolutely, but, next time, you know what I want in here, right?
Yeah, you want a cannoli.
That's right. I want cannoli, and I want my coffee. It's got to be good. I want some cream. And I want two sugars, but they gotta be the right size. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, not just skimming it. I want a good, healthy spoonful of sugar. Two of them. Nice, creamy, and sweet.
Andy, can you order that for him?
No, I think that you should be ordering that. This is your show.
Fair enough. I will order that for you, Tony. Not a problem.
You mind if I change the station, play some other music?
No, go ahead.
Let's see what we got here. I like this song. You like this?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's catchy, right? Who is that?
I don't know who it is, but I kind of like her.
Yeah, we're starting to slow down. You see this?
I see a lot of eyeballs. A lot of eyeballs going on right now.
Look at this to the right. Tanico Transportation. That's a big truck. I think I know a guy named Joey Tanico. I wonder if that's his. Joey, if you're listening, I see a truck. You gotta take care of that thing.
He only got 5 followers, Tony. I don't know if Joey's listening right now.
Andy, he doesn't have to know that.
Oh, look at that. KB Painted. KB! How you doing? Yeah, they got to have a new website on there. How's anybody going to know? They're going to do that whole internet thing? What is that, like an AOL search or something like that?
No, they do. Well, it's called Google. AOL's an email.
Look at this guy, all techie. What are you, an IT guy? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, not me. I'm definitely not an IT guy. We're picking up speed now. Getting closer to, we're going 60 miles an hour. 287, Tony Soprano's here, everybody. And we are excited to have you. Really are. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. The only problem is, I just heard Andy say, you only got 5 followers? What does that mean? Exactly.
That means like we have 5 listeners on the show.
Like what, 5 grand? 5 mil? What are we talking about here?
Talk about 5. Just 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Tony, that's it. But you have to be patient. We just started the show.
Keep talking.
Yeah, we just started this like a couple weeks ago. So, you got to build the audience and hopefully people will tune in to help out some small businesses out here and enjoy their ride in the morning, their commute, especially the people out here.
You're telling me all these cars out here, all of them, I mean, I could count, looks like 100 right now, all the way up here before it bends over there by exit 45, and you're telling me you only got 5 of them?
Well, I don't even know if those 5 are commuting on 287. I know that one guy definitely is not. He's commuting the other way.
What the fuck is going on over here?
Tony, please, you know your language.
I'm sorry. Well, maybe that's a problem. That this is a rated G program. All right? Because I don't understand it. Is this a waste of time or what? I'm looking to make some money.
Tony, this is about advertising for small businesses. So, you know, you're doing a great job on it. And, you know, just keep your eye out. We're passing exit 45 here. Booton. We know somebody that loves Booton.
I know somebody over at Booton, too. Look at that. The M Group truck passing by the other way. There's Tamiko Transportation again. Joey Tamiko. Maybe you're going to get one guy out of the 5 to call you.
Yep, we're here with Tony Soprano on 287, and we just slowed down. Tony Soprano, Tony, talk to us about your life. What's going on with you these days?
Well, you know, I try to stay off that Facebook thing. There's Aardvark. There it is, Aardvark. It's pest control. All right? I don't see the website, though. I don't know what that means. Why would they do that?
You know, we talk about that all the time. What? Keep going on it. There it is.
What's bugging you? 201-529-8383. They got another number, too. 973-616-9922. They got a picture of a dog. Well, what is that? A roadrunner? Some type of Sasquatch creature? I don't know what's going on, but they got graphics all over the truck. They got ladders on it. It's a white truck. It says Aardvark. Animal and pest control. I hate that. You know, I had a problem with raccoons one time.
Oh, I had raccoon problems all the time when I was up at Stony Point.
Yeah. They were a problem. I tried the bricks. I put a cinder block on top of the can, right?
Yeah, what happened?
He knocked it over. I mean, those things are like mini gorillas. They're so strong, and they got the claws, right? And all of a sudden, the guy's picking out food for Mike. He's eating leftover gabagool, and whoever chew out the gabagool, there's going to be a problem, okay? You never throw out gabagool. You understand what I'm talking about?
I would never throw out gabagool, okay? Please, continue with the story. This is great for our audience.
So I go outside. I'm in my room. I got my cigar. I got the newspaper, too. I see garbage everywhere, right? I know who did it. It's this Rocky the Raccoon, right? I call him Rocky, right? Because he's got like 2 black eyes, this guy. So I go over to, you know, to pick up all the garbage, and I see a little piece of gabagool on the floor. And I said, whoa, this raccoon left the piece of gabagool?
Why would he leave it? How come he didn't eat it?
I don't know. So I pick up the gabagool, I put it in one of those little Ziploc things.
You picked it up with your bare hands?
No. What, you think I'm stupid? I used a newspaper. I flicked it in the bag. I'm not going to get these, what do they call that, the rabies? I'm not going to do that.
Okay. All right. So what happened?
So I bring it over to, you know, the guy. I don't want to give him a plug because he's a stunad. Where I got the gabagool from. And I said, what's wrong with your gabagool? And he says, what are you talking about, Tony? My gabagool is the best. I said, yeah, right. You know what? Raccoons are leaving your gabagool on my driveway. Something's got to be wrong with it, with an animal, when Rocky the Raccoon doesn't want to eat it.
We are driving on 287 right now. Thank you, Tony. 287 right now. It is, we're going about 20 miles an hour. It's 8:02 in the morning on a Friday. Did we even mention that, Andy?
No, I think we forgot to mention that right now. You've been so busy lately that you don't even remember what day it is.
That's true. I've been very busy. You know what? I got to go. We're going to go into Morristown this morning. We're going to, at Trajectory. Great company, by the way. We're rocking and rolling. And from there, I got to head into the city because I got a meeting there. We're trying to do some good things there. We're meeting some good people to try to generate some business there as well.
Oh, look at this guy. What are you, moving and shaking? You're doing your thing?
I'm trying. Yeah, I'm trying. But so, did the guy figure out what was wrong with the gabagool?
He doesn't know what's going on, but I let him know. If a raccoon is not finishing your gabagool, then there's a problem.
You know what? That is very true. That's very true. I get, because the raccoons usually clean up.
Oh, the raccoons eat everything. I'm surprised. I would never go to that restaurant, wherever it was. You should probably tell everybody.
I don't want to kill the guy, you know what I mean? I let him know. Hopefully he listened to me and improved his gabagool techniques. Anyway, I don't see any more advertising going on out here, Dan. What's going on?
I know, it's true. We're passing exit 42. This is where you see a lot of traffic. But you know what? We're going to see even more down by the Morristown exit. We get off at exit 35. And that's where people start coming off the ramp, going on the ramp. It's a lot of activity over there, all right? So let's just be patient today. It's Friday, right? Everybody, you know what I haven't seen?
Oh, look at her over there.
Yeah, you know what I haven't seen? I haven't seen any danglers.
What's a dangler?
You know, when people are smoking their cigarettes and hanging their arm out, I just find it very entertaining. I think it's funny.
Oh, like me with a cigar hanging out? I would never do that. I would never do that to the cigar. You know what I mean? It's dangerous. I'm going to light up right in here.
Sure, I guess you can. Andy, is that okay?
Well, I'm allergic to smoke, but who gives a shit, right?
Andy, what's going on with the mouth here? You never curse on the show.
Well, they say we got a different person in the car right now. You got to, you know, it's okay, right?
It's totally fine by me, but, you know, that's the, what do you call him? The host, the I don't even know what you call yourself, the IT guy. We got Anderson Windows Doors right next door over here in the truck.
Anderson Doors Windows. Great. All right. We are right now at exit 42. Let's see what else is going to happen here on a Friday on 287.
What kind of music are we listening to here? Is this for Andy?
I love this. Turn it up louder. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Now we're talking. And now I love this ride.
And databases.
Sorry about that, but we're not going to listen to that shit. All right?
Okay, whatever you say. But you didn't even give it a chance.
No, I gave it a chance. And the chance is no chance. All right? I got to find something out here. What's going on with your stations, Dad?
I don't know. Look around. You know, you got to hit the AM, FM button on there, too.
They got sports. What a what? What is this? Come on, Jesus Christ. But AM.
Spend $8 on Rim of London.
You got a R&B station? You like that?
Yeah, I listen to everything.
Which is good, because right now...
Got dad stations. You dancing in your car. Look at you.
Making his way back.
You got nothing on. It's all commercials. Look at this. What's this? Oh! I love this kid. This little redheaded nerd. Right? Ew. This kid's very talented.
Oh, yeah. I love this song, too, Tom. We're actually in... We just turned off the exit 35. Not that much traffic. Not that much activity out here.
Yeah. Nice show, Dan. Really nice.
No, it is. You're being... You're being sarcastic, I guess, but you know what? I want to give... You're going to like this. I think you should walk in there one day. There's a little spot right next to the office that we work at. And a lot of times I see their truck right here. They got great food. I think you should go in there and ask if they have...
Cannolis?
Yeah, cannolis.
Absolutely. Any day of the week, it'll be my pleasure to go in there and make sure that they got cannolis. What's the name of the place?
I think it's like the Pescarelli Brothers.
Oh! I know a couple of Pescarellis back in the day. High school. Yeah, they play football up in Jersey. Yeah.
Maybe it's just that you think it's the same guys?
How many Pescarelli Brothers do you know?
Well, I don't know any Pescarelli Brothers.
I know one Pescarelli.
Yeah? From where? New Jersey?
No, down in Manhattan.
We're talking Jersey. We're not talking about Manhattan. That's the East Coast side of the family thing. We're talking Pescarellis over here in New Jersey.
Sorry.
It's a beautiful town. Look at these beautiful churches. Look at this. Ooh, look at her. Mamma mia. This kid's some talent, let me tell you. Let me tell you that. I still don't see. Where's this place?
Hold on, it's coming up here. Look to the left. Look to the left.
There it is. Pasquarella. Is that Pasquarelli? It's Pasquarella, brothers. Pasquarella's a different story. I know Pasquarelli's. Anyways, maybe they got some good gabagool in there and good cannolis. We're going to try it out, all right? We're going to walk in there one day. I promise you that.
Well, this has been great. We're going to go into the garage now, so I got to park the car. And we got to end the show for today. But, Tony, thank you so much for coming.
Well, thank you for having me. Seriously, this has been a good time. It's been fun. Andy, this was good, right? We did good here today. Look at that. Floor mat management. 908-451-1660.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Happy Friday.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.